just happens to be very, you know, works out nicely that I was in Eretz Yisrael and I just came back and was learning in Yonei Zeraim and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So let's pick up with the topics that we still have to do. We'll do them as quickly as possible. How far are most people in their preparation in terms of things that people are beyond that, or most people started Dafkes, or people are just finishing up the drawing parts?
I don't think anybody started Dafkes.
Okay, so we'll spend a couple of days at least finishing up the drawing issues, and you know, hopefully by the middle of the week, by the end of the week, hopefully we can move to Dafkes. There's a lot more that we need to do, obviously, and we'll do it as quickly as we can. So let's have somebody say, Eliezer? I think I've called on you. While Eliezer, Vavmud Beis Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's just run over the Gemara again about Rebbe and Beit Shan, and let's speak about some of the issues that come up there, especially the big Tosus and related topics. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben. You have it? So what happened here? Like big news. Like you could almost hear, like, you know, like it was the first story on the news that night, right? What happened?
So.
I mean, there were actual witnesses.
That
he ate the Yerek from Beit Shan. Okay.
And that's what Rabbi Matred as Beit Shan called
it. So what's so newsworthy about that? That he was seen to be eating Allah Shel Yerek be Beit Shan.
Yeah. So. And then he didn't eat Maaser of it.
Right, exactly. He ate Olah Shel Yerek without being Ma'aser, which means that basically he was saying that there's no Iser Tevel of Yerek Beit Shan. That's big news, right? It wasn't just big news. I mean, it stirred quite a controversy, right? And a controversy which extended beyond Hilchos Trumas Ma'aseres to Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? In what way? What do I mean that extended beyond Trumas and Maaseres to Kol HaTorah Kula? Right, so that's definitely a Hilchos Trumas and Maaseres issue. So it wasn't just, you know, he was hungry and he ate a Yerek Shel Beit Shan. That wasn't the news, right? The news was Beit Shan apparently has no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael L'Inyan Tevel. But I say that stirred, that was big news, but that stirred controversy in Kol HaTorah Kula across all issues, because it was against the precedent, right, the prevailing precedent. So it was, in addition to everything else, it raised the meta halachic question, does somebody have the right, and under what conditions do they have the right to be mechadesh, right, to overturn previous halachic precedent, right? So that really was very newsworthy. I'm only dramatizing a little, but I'm serious. Yeah. Go ahead. So what happened? Chibra alav Echav. Right? So that he quoted this pasuk to prove to them not that Yerek and Beit Shan isn't Tevel, but that he had the right, if that's the way he sees it, he has the right to be Mechadesh this Chiddush, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Efshar Ba'asa.
Efshar Ba'asa Bo'viro, Ba'yoshar Bo'viro,
Birum. And as we know, they uprooted all the Avodah Zarah. So what's going on here? Okay, which means that there is room in the Masorah. There's a concept of Masorah, and the Masorah itself makes the Masorah itself enables Chiddush, and that really is a very unique concept, and it's a unique concept to Halacha, really. Halacha is a legal system. And we already commented, maybe we'll get back to it, on Rashi's comment, L'hisgader means L'hisgadel, and again, it sounded like that's very strange. What does that mean? That we give people the opportunity to make a name for themselves. Rashi, the earlier Rashi, "Vamei Yagadel Shemam Makom Inicho Keshivo Bneinu Achreinu Imlo Yimtzu Malatakein Vamei Yagadel Shemam." And I was suggesting that maybe, without seeing it anywhere else, so maybe I'm wrong, but "Va'agadla Es Shemecha." It's that "Agadla Es Shemecha." Gidul Hashem, meaning Gidul Hashem, not just for the sake of self-aggrandizement and reputation, people applauding you and so on, but meaning signifying a real contribution. People should be inspired to try to contribute to the Masorah, not in a false way so that they can get accolades and plaudits, but in a real way, an authentic way, so that they can be Megale Das Hashem, and share it with others. That's Agadla Es Shemecha, I think. And that's what I think Rashi clearly has in mind. Okay, let's continue.
So,
okay, so these are all issues that have to do with when we say that these are the things you shouldn't do. You shouldn't, rebuke someone. You shouldn't try to suppress him. You shouldn't try to make him feel guilty, right? So yesh dvarim bego, one might say. When we say you're not supposed to do this, what do I mean by that, Eliezer?
That you're supposed to.
I mean, it's true. You're not supposed to do this to the qualified Talmud Chacham, who is struggling hard, to be Megala Sa'emes as he sees it, according to proper protocols and proper, methodology. But by saying these are the things that you shouldn't subject him to, well, Geish Dvarim Begol, there's something to these things, meaning every person who's, who's about to put forward some sort of a Chiddush, this is like a, convenient... What? Exactly, it's like a convenient checklist. Meaning these are the things you should consider, you should be looking, scrutinizing your motives. Are you doing this for, is this a function of your lack of proper attention to your abeim and to the or lack of reverence or lack of attention? Is it a question of gaiva, personal gaiva, just the effort, to put yourself on the map, right? Is it azaz panim? Is it Gvoas Halev? Right? And the answer is, if you pass the personal... I mean, I'm just reconstructing this a little bit. They're saying, he has a right to make this Kiddush, and don't attack him, on the following three bases, A, B, and C. I'm just saying, A, B, and C are not ridiculous at all. A, B, and C are real issues, concrete problems. So the point is, if he, given his track record and his Yirat Shamayim is projecting this idea, then he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But undoubtedly, that's a kind of a checklist which you have to be careful about before you go out on a limb. Go ahead. Maskifla. Now getting back to the sub, that was the Kol HaTaur Kula part. Now we get back to the Zerayim part. Oh, now this question is interesting in its formulation. But let me hold off on it for one more second until we see the answer. Go ahead. The question is, how could it be that Tevel is Mutter Beit Shan? Beit Shan is an integral part of Eretz Yisrael. right? Oh, okay. So the question, you know, read a couple, just to read the other three lines just to finish up here, and then we'll go back. Meaning what?
That it was a regular leaf that's not a chayv ma'aser.
Why is it not chayv ma'aser? So what if it's a regular olah?
Because the Rashi says it's a chil zarai.
Yeah, because it's not. It's before meruach, so it's achila sarai. It's after avos shlish, but it's before meruach. You just pluck the, you know, a little vegetable or right. We'll leave the details. So what's the answer?
So I'm relying on aguda achila. It's not yer kaneged mishayin.
Oh, Mishnah has all sorts of. Zmanim, what is Zman Meruach? Zman Meruach is really Gemar Malacha, right? What is the Gemar Malacha of each and every different type of food? And this is Mishanega. Go ahead.
So, Vidimo Lavadate, so maybe just forget.
Yeah.
So, Asha went themselves, Sadiqim, Inagash, or Vitakalai, Sadiqim, Asma, Loko Shigay.
Okay, that we discussed. Go ahead.
So, Vidimo Israel, Mimakamacher. So, when Lo next you have a term, Shulman.
Okay, that we still have to discuss. And one more. Period. Okay. Yeah. So this. So the question of Mukaf, the question of Nasan Eina Mitzadechad V'Tara Mi or V'Iser Mitzadacher, that we still have to discuss. Let's discuss first this whole question of Allah B'Yerek. So basically, the Gemara asked a question. Eliezer, right? Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So what was the Gemara's answer?
Yeah,
100%.
The only Mitzrayim, they purposely didn't.
Well, the purposely part depends on who, according to Rashi. So leave out the purposely just for a second. But just the most important part of the answer,
so,
motivation aside. The facts.
It was Kipshon by Olim Mitzrayim, and not by Bubble, and since they hold that...
And you said that very well. It was Kidshom by Olim Mitzrayim, right? But not Olim Bavel. You didn't, okay, I think... You didn't say not what wasn't by Olim Bavel. You just said, and not by Olim Bavel. Good.
And since they hold Kiddush Rishon is Olim L'Shaita,
Velo Kidshom L'Yasa Bavel.
They allowed it.
They were not so the name would be able to rely on it for Shvius. Okay, to that part again, you're reading like Rashi. In other words, but you don't necessarily need that part of it, right? I mean, Kedusha Rishonah Kitchel L'Shachav Lo Kitchel L'Asid Lavo Ve'Nichum Kedei Shvius Mecholayim B'Shvius. Is that part of the explanation of the limited geographical? More limited geographical area of Ezra as opposed to Yoshua, and since it is according to Rashi, right? Rashi explains, and it's an amazing thing that Rashi really says when you think about it. It's just an extraordinary thing. Read the Rashi just for a second. Okay, good. So basically, Rashi here says, I think, two points worth noting. Number one, Rashi's interpretation of Henichum Kadesha Yochu Aniyim Bishvias is that there was the choice, right, to be Mekadesh in the time of Ezra, those areas that had Kedusha in the time of of Yahushua, and it was a deliberate decision to neglect the Kedusha in those places for the purposes of Yismuchu Aniyim B'Shviyas. So there wouldn't be Kedusha Shviyas, right? That itself is just fascinating. I mean, Shavsa Aretz Shabbos L'Hashem. I mean, Shviyas is a good thing. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows that this year is a Shnasa Shemitah, and everybody also knows that this year, even more than other years, although, you know, every Shemitah year there's always controversy, but this year even more so, for whatever reasons, which we're not going to go into right now. But part of the controversy always is, in terms of the Harama of the Heter Mechira, etc., you know, do you want to suppress Shviyas as much as possible, or do you want to, you know, embrace enthusiastically the opportunity of Shviyas, V'shav Zahar Shabbos Hashem? And the truth is that, all things being equal, Shviyas is a wonderful thing, right? Just like you wouldn't try to figure out ways to suppress Shabbos, even if you could, right? Shabbos is a foundation, you know, for Yahadus. So Torah keeps speaking about Shviyas as Shabbos Hashem, beginning of Parshas Bahar, right? And Chazal take it very, very seriously. Namely, this connection between Shviyas and Shabbos, Yisur Malacha, and many things. You know, there's a fascinating Medrash Halacha where the Medrash Halacha says, Yachal, maybe you wouldn't have to be Shomer Shabbos during the Shemitah year. You know, which of course is wrong. Kamash Malon that it's wrong, but meaning it isn't just the word Shabbos. Shviyas is a Shabbos Haaretz. So, this idea of trying to limit as much as possible and view as a burden, Shviyas, is very problematic. And the Torah itself says that, you know, there's a bracha connected to Shviyas, and there's a klala connected to the neglect of Shviyas, and the psukim in Bahar, the psukim in Bechukosai, you know, the klalas in Bechukosai are, you know, you're going to suffer galus for all those years that you neglected to properly observe Shviyas, right? This is a very big issue every Shemitah cycle, and I'd say this year, you know, once again. Obviously, we understand that the ideal, all things being equal, which they rarely are, but I mean there are always other pressures which you have to handle, and a halakhic, you know, responsibility is to handle them appropriately. But all things being equal, if there was nothing else, then Shviyas is something to embrace and to expand, not to limit and to neutralize. But here we have just a remarkable Gemara, right? The Gemara says, "Henichum." So the way that Rashi reads the Gemara is exactly as he said it, that basically they could have reinstituted Kedushas Haaretz geographically and as comprehensive an area as it was in the time of Yahushua, and they intentionally didn't do so in order to suppress Shviyas. That's remarkable, but we have to put it in context. It's not because, according to Rashi, they were makil on Kedusha Shviyas. Shviyas is a wonderful thing. From every point of view, all the lessons that you learn from Shviyas. Right? About Kili Haaretz, and about Bailus, and the collectivity of Klal Yisrael. I mean, many, many important things. Maybe we'll discuss it one time. But that isn't the reason that they would want to limit Shviyas. Right? But what is the reason? Kedesh Yismachu Adiyim. In other words, so that the chiyuv of leket shikcha peya maaser ani would apply even in the seventh year. So one could say that they weren't being makel on shviyas; they were really being machmer on tzedakah. And that's a remarkable thing. But when you think about it, it isn't just shviyas. I mean, because, you know, first I portrayed it in terms of, you know, shviyas being a gift and an opportunity which you wouldn't want to, you know, limit and suppress. But it's even more than that. You know, the truth is that it's trumas maaser daraisa. It's Kedushas Haaretz, meaning they decided not to invest a good chunk of the geography with Kedushas Haaretz because they were worried that every 7 years that the Aniyim are going to have problems. That's just mind-boggling, at least to me. That's not how all Rishonim read the Gemara. Well, first of all, the idea that they had access and yet they didn't do it, certainly not all Rishonim read it that way. Even the general direction may not be accepted by all Rishonim. Before we mention that, though, let me just mention one other point in Rashi. Eliezer, what other point does it make in Rashi? A word. What word in Rashi? which you should pick up on, I think, in light of contrasting view. Shlomo? Which word? David? I'm not sure why. Why Nahagu? Ah, who could be made Rebbe Nahagu Yisr Baretz? Okay, that's even very good. You mean the Gimel Aleph? You mean the Beis Halevi? Okay, very good. What other? I didn't zero on that in Rashi, but that's very good. Which word? What other word?
Kavshim.
Correct. By the way, did you give the shiur when I wasn't here? Too modest. Okay. But you know, if you had wanted to, you could have, because Makom Hadichu, while I was saying that. Okay. Explain, Aaron?
The Rambam is contrasts Olei Mitzrayim and Olei Babel, so Olei Mitzrayim are Kibush, and Olei Babel are Chazak.
Yeah, exactly. Rashi here makes it seem like, you know, the Kidshum B'Kedushas Ha'aretz below Kivshum Olei Babel Lekadshum B'Shniyah. The sense in Rashi is that the method of being Makdish is the same. Right? In both cases, it's called Kibush. Whether in fact it really wasn't a military conquest, but it's that what basically Rashi was saying is the method of investing Kedushas Haaretz the second time was the same as the first. It might have been economic or, agricultural, but in the end of the day, that too is called Kibush. Legally, it's Kibush. That's not the difference between Rishona and Shnia. We'll get back to this very quickly, because again, we don't want to spend too much time on these issues, but Oren's 100% correct. The contrast is to Shitas HaRambam, who in a couple of places says that the Yoshua, Yoshua was Kibush, and Ezra was Chazaka v'Yeshiva. And this is important as one possible response to the question that the Mefarshim ask, which is, anybody who holds like this Gemara, which is that Kibush Yoshua was Kitchel L'Shaita v'lo Kitchel Yasid Lavo, but the Kiddush Ezra was L'Shaita u'L'Yasid Lavo. That's what our Gemara says. That also seems to be Shitas HaRambam, right? In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and again in Hilchos Trumos. Although, what David pointed out before is relevant to this question, whether L'Maisa, Kiv Trumos HaMaisros, or D'Araisa, or D'Rabbanon, Bismanenu, that's where the Rambam Shita gets a little bit complicated, as I'm sure by now you all saw. The Rambam, in the last halacha in Hilchos Trumos Perek Aleph, drops the bombshell that even though Kedushas Ezra's Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Yasid Lavo, which until that moment any person reading the Rambam would take to mean that the Zechiv Trumos HaMaisros Min HaTorah, it's not so. Because of the lack of Bias Kolchem, it is Midrabanan, which is where when David's comment about the Nahagu comes in, and we'll get back to that. Okay. But the point is that if you hold like our Gemara, which is that Kedusha Rishona was Betela at the time of the first Chorban, and Kedusha Shnia is Chai V'Kayam La'ed, La'ab, it continues. Again, leaving aside for the moment the impact on Chala and Truma and maybe other things. So the question is why? What was it about that second Kedusha which allowed it to outlast the Chorban, where the first Kibush of Yoshua did not outlast the Chorban? So we'll just mention a couple of the explanations of the Mefarshim, but one possibility is that the mechanism affected the endurance of the Kedusha. In other words, if you have, and this is what some of the Farshim say, if you have a kibush, which is Mekadesh, so then once you have a reconquest, or the conquest is neutralized and negated by virtue of the fact that others have come and expelled you from Eretz Yisrael, right, which is what happened, unfortunately, So then that overturns, that neutralizes not only the act of kibush, but the kedusha that it invested. However, if the kiddush is through the mechanism of chazaka and yeshiva, right, so then loss of sovereignty and military control is not necessarily going to overturn that. So Rashi, here, when he says, when he speaks about kibush, Ezra, is basically arguing that whatever the source of kedusha of Yeshua was repeated in Ezra. Obviously, it wasn't that you know, is responsible, that accounts for the discrepancy. It had to be other factors. Yeah.
It also relates to the fact that, along the line, what we're saying is the fact that Rashi said that they were master of Sakadusha, was implying that it wasn't, that the mechanism, even though it wasn't the mechanism of instilling a new Kadusha.
That could be an answer.
Returning back to returning the original Kadusha.
Right. I mean, a second, it was the fact that it was a reinforcement.
Right. And, so and that also would explain why Rashi thinks that Dafka had to be kibush. A second kibush, meaning the fact that it was the same mechanism used again.
Right. Although, again, one of the explanations of the Mefarshim
for
the Rambam is the combination of kibush v'chazaka, that was solid.
Right.
But what you're saying is this reinforced, you know, the kibush, you know, was neutral. You're saying the kibush is neutralized by the loss,
right,
by the korban. But the fact that there was a second kibush, you know, that was strengthen the first one so that the next loss was only one loss against two kibushes. That's absolutely true. I think that one could also add that, you know, that it's the persistence, you know, to do a second kibush, that is part of that. But to say such a svara, you have to, or to say the svara that some of the Farshim of the Rambam say, that it's not that chazaka was inured to Chorban, whereas Kibush was not. It's the combination of Kibush and Chazaka. To say either of those Svaras, the one that Mepharshim say for the Rambam, or the one that some Achronim, and I think you're absolutely accurate, are saying for Rashi, in both cases you have to assume that there is a remnant of that first Kibush. You don't say, well, Kibush Rishona is, there was a Kibush Rishona, it was completely neutralized, now we're starting from scratch. It's a kind of, that's maybe the Gzeres HaKasuv, which works Lekula and Lechumra, but maybe the way that the Rishalmi in the other direction interprets. I don't know if you saw Reb Chaim in the stencils already and some of the others, but they tivcha behir b'cha mi'abosecha. Right, it's a pasuk that we say a lot, like when they say the Tefillah l'Shalom Medina, right? They tivcha behir b'cha mi'abosecha. So the Rishalmi understood that they tivcha behir b'cha mi'abosecha means that the second Kedusha works off of the first. Now that could be a limitation, and it could be an expansion. It could be a limitation, which is the way Reb Chaim explains the issue of Surya, which is, the Gemara has a debate about the status of Surya, as we know. Surya was Kibush Yachid. What made Surya Kibush Yachid? Machlokas HaRishonin. It was captured out of order, meaning the more basic Gvulos Eretz Yisrael should have been captured first. They jumped the gun and they went for Surya improperly, or they didn't have the proper Rishus in terms of, you know, Bezdin or Nabi or whatever the case may be. There are different explanations, or maybe both these things are true. Whatever it is, there are different explanations, but Kibush, there's a debate whether Surya is Kibush Yachid or Kibush Rabin. The halacha, we say that it's kibush yachid, and kibush yachid lo shma kibush, and that's why Surya is treated differently than other parts of Eretz Yisrael. However, that whole Surya issue was bizman David HaMelech, meaning it was all part of bias rishon. So the question that Achronim ask is, how come the Gemara seems to be saying things about Surya, you know, when we're talking about bias sheni and not about bias rishon? The question of kibush yach and kibush rabim of Surya, you know, should have been, a historical relic in bias sheni. Because miman shach, if you assume that kedusha rishon and kitzel shaita below kitzel yasid lavo, so everything starts from, this is the assumption of the question, everything starts from scratch. And now the question is, what happened with Ezra? Was Surya the parts that were resettled at the time of Ezra or not? If they weren't resettled, then the problem has nothing to do with Kibush, Yachid, Shema Kibush, or Lo Shema Kibush. Even the parts that were in the Skabesh properly are going to be in the category of Ein Bahem Kedusha Saaretz. On the other hand, if it was Nisiyashe Val Yidei Ezra, and it was a second Kedusha, and that's the one that counts, so then if Surya was done properly then what do we care that it was Kibush Yachid the first time around? That's a question that is a very important question that the Acharonim deal with, and Rav Chaim deals with, etc. So I think that there could be different answers to that question. The assumption that just because Kedusha Shniya, I'm sorry, the Kedusha Rishona is Betela, that therefore its status is irrelevant, is one thing that we have to look at, and we'll get back to that in a minute. The assumption that Kedusha Shniya would stand completely on its own, even without something achieving the status of full Kedusha in Kedusha Rishona, is a second assumption that needs to be looked at and challenged. So the way that some understand the Yerushalmi is Ve'itivcha Behirvcha Miyamasecha is the second Kedusha can never transcend, can never surpass the first Kedusha. Which is why Kibush Yachid applies to Surya, and Kibush Yachid Lo Shema Kibush. So even if in Ezra's period they settled Surya every bit as much as Yerushalayim, it wouldn't matter. Because Ve'tivcha b'hirvcha me'avosecha, you just can't do better than that. But the assumption of that is that even though Kedusha Rishona is Betela, Kedusha Shniya is working off of not some, you know, irrelevant past, but some continued status. And if that's true, then one could say something similar about a second kibush, you know, packing, I guess, a, you know, bigger impact than each kibush individually in terms of outlasting the korban, which is simply similar to what Domi was suggesting, and similar to some of the Farshim suggest for the Rambam, when they say the combination of kibush v'chazaka is what's koveya, assuming that the kibush, even though it was overturned in terms of its kedusha, that doesn't mean that it still doesn't combine with the chazaka. Kibush v'chazaka can combine, and maybe kibush v'kibush, and the mesiras nefesh of coming back for a second kibush, maybe that can combine as well. Okay, so the point is that there are not one, but two, as it happens, David is correct, two noteworthy ha'aros in Rashi. We should just note that the Rambam's interpretation of v'enichum k'nei shizmecho aleim aniyim b'shviyas is totally different than Rashi's. Eliezer, in what way? Or is it? I mean, maybe I'm... Does Rambam interpret differently or not? What's that? How does Rambam read those words? Avi? How does Rambam read the words? What? What? You tell me? Parakalav Hilchos Trumos? Or is it Halacha? Aleph Hey. Daniel, do you see it?
Is it Pitrum?
Pitrum, the opposite.
Right, it sounds like they were already in clear.
Which, first of all, which basically, it's not that they had the opportunity to extend Kedusha. And again, according to Rashi, it's an amazing, just the whole thing is just amazing. Just no one talks about it, as far as I know. They had this opportunity to extend full Kedusha Sa'aretz. They decided for economic reasons, but not economic reasons to pad their bank accounts, meaning for social justice reasons. For Aniyim, Bishvias, they decided to leave parts of real Eretz Yisrael without Kedusha Doraisa, so that they would be able to impose Trumas Maisers Drabanan, or at least Maiser Ani Lekat Shikopeya, and feed the Aniim B'Shvias. That's Rashi. Excuse me. According to the Rambam, Daniel, so they had no such opportunity, as far as we know. And this, of course, again, maybe Lashita Sam also. Again, according to Rashi, it's a kind of kivshu. Right? So the gap between the reality of, I guess, Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, wasn't that great. I mean, historically it was, but, or just that's Rashi's way of saying that Chazaka here creates a kibush, or the equivalent of a kibush. That could just be that. But the point is that the Rambam is, let's say, the other direction. The Rambam is acutely aware of the difference between the historical circumstances of Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. And the fact that in Bais Rishon, Klal Yisrael were military power, Yoshua was conquering the lands, and that's why it was an expanded territory. But in the time of Ezra, obviously, you know, they were returned, and they were given permission. You know, the whole question of sovereignty and their capacity to dictate the reality was totally different. I mean, it just was. That's why the Rambam says it wasn't kibush, it was chazaka, which figures nicely into the question of it enduring after the second Churban. For that reason, the Rambam is aware of the fact that they didn't have the choice. That's not a way to read the Gemara according. That's not an option reading the Gemara according to the Rambam. So how do we read the Gemara? Actually, this is a reality of Kedushas Ezra. Go ahead. But what's the choice now? Now that the reality of Kedushas Ezra is a more limited geographic definition of Eretz Yisrael, Daniel?
Should the previous
chiyuv continue on a Drabanan level or not? Now it becomes a halachic policy decision for the Rabbanan to make. That's totally different. A different kind of decision entirely. Midrabbanan, should we apply Trumas Maestros? Or should we just leave it alone? After all, there's no Kedusha Minat Torah. And what's the answer that's given?
Okay.
So what is the answer that's given?
Rabbanan,
yeah. Based on the reading of the Gemara?
Why he doesn't?
No. So what did they do at that point? In other words, it's not like they had the option to get more land. They didn't. If they could, maybe they would have. Now the question is a different question. You only have the lands Doraisa of Ezra. Now the question is, in the boundaries of Mitzrayim, which were not resettled by Ezra, what are we going to do in terms of the Trumas Samayas? This is now a Drabanan question.
Right. So he's Potter totally.
You could say Potter Legamri. Or you could say...
You're
Chayv and Rabbanon. So that's what the Rambam reads as the Gemara. Kivin Sha'ol b'nei Agola v'chziku v'miktas ha'aretz, kidshu k'dusha shniya ha'omedes li'olam l'shaito l'asad lavo, z'alachay, v'hinichu osana mekobo sh'chziku b'hem ole Mitzrayim, v'lo echziku b'hem ole Babel kishahayu, v'lo patrum minatrumos v'amaisros. In other words, for Rashi, the interpretation is the opposite. They were Mako, and they didn't invest full Kedusha for the Aniim. For the Rambam, it's not like they had that option. For them, the option is a different option. Midrabanan, should we impose Trumas Maisers Drabanan, or just leave it as it is fundamentally? The answer is we created the Chiyuv because we wanted there to be Trumas Maisros for the sake of the Aniim. Velo pitru bin atruma ba maestros, kadesha yisum chwalea maniim bishvias. So on shvias, there'd be a place without kedushas shvias, but with kedushas trumas maestros, lekat shikopea maeserani. It's also a very big kiddush. And then, so what do you do with arlo shel yerek? Right? So what's the next line? Rabbeinu akadosh, that's our Gemara, hitir beishan, miosan amakobo shalok sikobem ole bavel. Within Ole Babel, there were still some exceptions, places that were, I guess, you know, off the, you know, regular path of Klal Yisrael, where people didn't live, very far away. And there, they did what they would have done if not for this additional factor of Shiyus M'chaleim Aniyim B'Shviyas. Maybe they were Pote Legamri, Trumos U'maisros. The Ramban totally missed this point. It's hard to understand how, but he did. when the Ramban, here, Allah Tower in Chulin, attacks Shitas HaRambam, right, he says, well, but how does he read Kadei Shius M'Kualayim Aniyim B'Shviyas? Right? Because he thought that the Rambam read it like Rashi. But, at least in the Reichman Ramban, he just points out, he says, you know, it's Tamua because the Rambam had a totally different reading of Kadei Shius M'Kualayim B'Shviyas. Okay. So this is very, very important. Now, getting back to the big, the issue of the language of the Gemara, Eliezer. So how did the Gemara ask the question one more time? Gemara said, Beit Shan. Lav Meretz Yisraeli. And how did the Gemara answer the question? So you were very, very careful when you answered the first time, so I just want to expand on that for a minute. The Gemara says, Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. That can't be. Dar Psukim. What's the answer? The answer is it was part of Kibush Yehoshua. It wasn't part of the Chazaka for the Rambam or the Kibush for the Rashi of Ezra. Go ahead. And therefore, so is the question, is the original formulation correct or not? What am I getting at? What am I asking? Do you understand what I'm asking? The Gemara asks, Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not. It was part of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, but it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. And the Gemara is just buttressing that by quoting the reality of, you know, Harbe Krochim, Kivshu, Yehoshua, Velo, Kidshum, Ezra. Is that an accurate way to read the Gemara? Or, in the process of the answer, would you reformulate the question is still wrong. Is the question right? And the only problem is, verses. Beit Shan's not part of Eretz Yisrael, but there's a pasuk. The answer is that pasuk is in the time of Yeshua, but you're right, Beit Shan's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Or?
The question is, could assume that if so, by specifically referring to Yeshua?
Well, is there any difference between those two things? What else could you say? The question may be, the answer isn't yes, you're right, and here's why, and here's the answer to Uriah, but you're absolutely wrong. I don't need to say that in order to explain what Rebbe did. In Ochanami, Beit Shan was, is, will be part of Eretz Yisrael. However what? Meaning? There's a difference between what and what?
When he's saying that it isn't part of Eretz Yisrael now, you're saying it is.
Is the chi of Trumas of Maestro, so the Isra of Tevel, contingent upon something being part of Eretz Yisrael? Or is it contingent upon what else? No, not so much an issue of the future, but if I said to you something, there's Tevel Drabanan here. Does that mean the place is not Eretz Yisrael? Well, generally, certainly not, right? Well, what am I trying to say? Yeah.
I think you're distinguishing between there being something being part of Eretz Yisrael, not to determine whether something's Chayv and Truma D'Masra. Or whether there's Kedusha or Tzvila.
Yeah, exactly. When we talk about the Ptur, Trumas and Maestros, all right, I mean, again, obviously, there are cases that some things are Patumi Trumas and Maestros because they're not some other extraneous fact. Maybe only, it's only Yerek, you know, there wasn't, you know, Habash Shlish. I mean, there are many reasons why things are Patumi Trumas and Maestros that have nothing to do with not being part of Eretz Yisrael. That we understand. But let's say it really is a geographic issue. It didn't grow in the right place. We're talking about Beit Shan and its status. So for sure, we're talking about, you know, broadly speaking, this question. So when the Gemara asked the question, it was very legitimate. I wasn't bothered by the Gemara's question so much, but it struck my eye. The reason it struck my eye is because I'm also aware of this being an issue. In other words, The Gemara thought, the Gemara says, Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Right. But the Gemara, in its answer, doesn't make clear, yes, it's not. It's not part of Ezra's Eretz Yisrael. Or, what the Gemara does say is, in the time of Ezra, it didn't have Kedushas, Ha'aretz, Le'inyan, Trumas, Maestros, Shemitah, etc. Is there a difference between those two things? Now, the truth is, this is a very big issue in general, and it's very possible that the transition, or that at least that the question, is rooted in this Gemara. This is like one of the few Gemaras where it's explicit. And maybe this is where the people got it from, I'm not sure. Just highlighted by the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in two places. Does the Rambam ever say that the boundaries of Ezra, as opposed to Yeshua, that the boundaries of Yeshua after Ezra are no longer part of Eretz Yisrael? What? Does he? Eliezer? Bias Kochen. You're talking about whether the whole people come? Is that what you mean? Bias Kochen. And we'll get back to that. That's for sure true. I'm saying this formulation that, you know, something is not Chai B'Trumas of Maestros, not because of the quality of the item, but because of the geography, the place where it is. And therefore, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Does the Rambam ever say that or not? Does he hold that way? Dovi. You would say not. But is it so or not? What? Where? In Hilchos Trumas Maestros. Is there any other place the Rambam deals with the question? Where does Rambam deal with this issue? Oren. Where? Okay. Where? Hilchos Beis HaBechira? Perkvav? Okay, what does he say there? You're right, you're both right, but I mean, in Hilchos Trumas Maestros, it doesn't sound like the Rambam is saying, at the beginning of Perek Aleph Hilchos Trumas Maestros, as he should, the Rambam outlines, you know, the different geographic statuses of Eretz Yisrael. Trumas Maestros said, Hagus Min HaTorah of Eretz Yisrael, this is going to be relevant to our Tosas. We still have to do the Tosas. We'll discuss the Rambam. Sorry. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael Hamur B'chol Makom Hi'aratzah Shekovesh Osa Melech Yisrael O Shofet O Novi Midas Rov Yisrael Zeo Niko Kibush Rabim Av Yachem Yisrael Hashpacha O Shevet. It's Kibush Yachid, right? Shehocha B'kibushu Li'atzman Here it's a little tricky. This is something which wasn't conquered properly. He says, "Eino nikra Eretz Yisrael, kedei sheyinagu bo kol ha-mitzvos." That's an interesting formulation, right? It doesn't say "Eino nikra Eretz Yisrael." Period. It doesn't say "Nikra Eretz Yisrael" about pater ha-mitzvos. It says "Eino nikra Eretz Yisrael, kedei sheyinagu bo kol ha-mitzvos." Maybe that's an important category in the Rambam. We'll see in a minute. Then comes Halacha Gimel. Harata Shekivesh David, Chutzlar it's Kanan, Aram Darayim, Aram Tzova, that's Surya, Achlam, Kiyotza Behem, Afan Pishamelach Yisrael, Api Bezdin, Enon Ke Eretz Yisrael, Lichol Davar, Beloka Chutzlar it's Lichol Davar. But this is Kibbutz Yachid. So number one, he says Einon Keretz Yisrael Inin HaMitzvos, and here he says it's some limbo status in between Liyotzu Mechlal Chutzlarts, but it's not Nichnas Eretz Yisrael. Upnei Ma Yardu Bimalas Eretz Yisrael Shekavash Osam Konim Shish Bo Yichbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael. Rambam's view is that it was out of order. He first should have conquered the divinely ordained Gbulos, right? On Nishra B'Shuva Amamim, etc. Ilu Tafas Kol Eretz Kanan Gbulos Tchila Acha Cholash Aratus Acheros, or Kibusho Kula Keres Yisrael Lechol Davar. Baratus Shekibish David, Hinnah Nikroin Surya. Surya Yesh Dvarim Shem Keres Yisrael, Yesh Dvarim Shem Kechutz Laretz, Kodah Bakarka, Shavadah Beretz Yisrael, and Shavas and Maises Shvias, but it's only Midrabana. Akol B'Suri B'Divrei Sofer. It doesn't say Midrabana, it says B'Divrei Soferim. That's important too. Good. Then we come to our halacha, halacha hey. Kol Shaziku Ola Mitzrayim Diskadish Kedusha Rishona, Kivit Shengalu, Batla Kedushasa. Shekedusha Rishona Fisha Oysa Vipnei HaKibush, Bilvad. That's how some people make the diuk, that the reason the Kedusha Shnio works is not because it's Chazaka versus Kibush, but it's Kibush plus Chazaka. Assuming that there's still a remnant. Kitchel Shaitim Velo Kitchel Lassan Lava. Kibush Shalom Bnei HaGolu Vihichziku B'miktas Haaretz. Not by choice. That was a reality. Kidshua Kedusha Shnia Ho Medis Leolam L'Shait L'Lasid Lavo. Why? As we just said, various explanations. Chazaka is more Mesiros Nefesh, or it's just less subject to Kibush, or it's the combination. The Rav once thought, maybe because it's surrounded, it sprang out from Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, according to the Rabbanim space of Bechira, has Kedusha Shchina, which is Leolam Eina B'Tela, Shkuta Kedushas HaMikdash V'ha Ir Yerushalayim is Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavo from the time of its first Kedusha. So maybe that impacted on Kedusha Shnia's suggestion of the Rav once made. So we have three possibilities. We suggested a fourth for Rashi, second Kibush. Fine. Hidicho Osan HaMakobo Shal Sikha Ma'amal HaMitzrayim V'lo Sikha Ba'amal HaMavel K'shahoy V'lo Patrum V'lo Trumas HaMaisus K'dei Shnuch Alei M'Shvias, as we just discussed. That's how the Rambam reads this Gemara. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Yitra Beis Shad Miotzen HaMekomos Shal Hichziku Bohem Ole Babel Hu Nimna Al Ashkelon Hu Patra Min HaMaestros. That's our Gemara also, meaning they made an exception of a couple of places to this rule, the Midrabanan, of extending Trumas HaMaestros to the Adi. Nimsa Kol Olam Kulo L'Indin HaMitzvah Saplias Varetz Nechlak L'Gimel Eretz Yisrael Suri V'Chutzar Eretz Yisrael Nechlekas L'Shnayim Kol Shal Hichziku Ole Babel Chelek Echad. We'll get back to this when we talk about the different days and Tosfos. Fine. Then, the Rambam, like a good practical code, has the boundaries. And so on and so forth. If you read this Rambam alone in the Chumash, you will come to Dovi's conclusion, which is, on the contrary, does the Rambam say that the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim are not Eretz Yisrael anymore? He says, Nimsa kolom kule nimitzis plis ba'aretz nechel kugimu machlokos, Eretz Yisrael, Surya v'chutzartz, the Eretz Yisrael nechel kol ishnayim. So the simple reading of Halakha Vav, if we take every word to be, legally, formally beduyak, which we should, on the surface, is that we have two sections in Eretz Yisrael, which means that the land of Ole Mitzrayim also has a status of Eretz Yisrael. However, Oren correctly points out, if you look at the Rambam, it's based on Bechira. You have it there, Oren?
Yeah.
Perek Vav. Again, the important thing, why is the Rambam in Ochos based on Bechira? Because he's really talking about Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim. Is it Perek Zayin?
No, it's the end of
Perek Vav, right? Oh, I'm in Kli HaMikdash. That's why. Okay. What's that?
This is Parsha.
Yeah. It's a long time. Kli HaMikdash. Yeah. Go ahead. Already have it?
Halacha Dezayin.
Halacha Tezvav is Lefikach Makrim Nekomonis Kula Nafa Bishen Shabbayis Banui, very important Shitas HaRambam, that Kedushas Yerushalayim Kitchel Rishon Kitchel Shach Kitchel Yasid Lavo. Tezayin, go ahead, is why is that so? Why is that different than the rest of Eretz Yisrael? This is the Kiddush of the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees, by the way. Ravid says, not true. If Kedusha Rishona of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was Betela, then Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash was also Batel. If anything, says the Ravid, the opposite could have been true. Could have been true that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was enduring, even if Kedushas Yerushalayim was Batel. But that's not true either. He just thinks that they're Hoba Hatalia. They're linked. Okay. That's a long ride. That's not for now. Go ahead. Tezayin. Very beautiful rap. Go ahead.
Shmumin,
comma, right?
Excellent.
Oh, so this line, Shaharei Eina Eretz Yisrael, right, is a very problematic line. The Kivin Sha'ala Ezra, go ahead, the Kidsha. So this question, we have conflicting signals in the Rambam. If you only had Ilchus based on Bechira, and where did the Rambam get that line from? Where did he even get this idea from? Well, be Svara, you could say. Right, if there was Chiv Trumas of Isis Min HaTorah, and all of a sudden that was cancelled by the Churban, so it's no longer Eretz Yisrael. But I think it's also possible that he just got it from the Gemara's question here in Chulin. Right, the Gemara said Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael because there's no Chiv Trumas of Isis. So now the question is, what's the answer? So if you were to read the Rambam Minuchas Trumos, the answer, the impression of the answer would be wrong. Beit Shan is part of Eretz Yisrael, then, now, forever. However, the Zachilas Ola Shel Yerek, because it doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz. There are two different dinim, Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Haaretz. If you look at Hilchos Beis HaBechira, not so clear. I mean, the language is, he doesn't say it's not Eretz Yisrael at all. I mean, the context is b'nifter min haTorah min haMaisa so nashvius shari ein Eretz Yisrael. Could be that it's only ein Eretz Yisrael le'inyan kedushas haaretz. In other words, if you put the two together in the Rambam, what you'd probably have to say is that there are three possibilities, and according to the Rambam, there's a middle category. And you could have said kedushas haaretz and shame Eretz Yisrael, two totally different things, have nothing to do with each other. You could have said there are hobo hatalia. They're totally interchangeable. And what the Rambam seems to be saying is that there is an idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael le'inyan kedushas haaretz. If you want to square, if you don't want to say that Beis HaBechira or Hilchos Trumas are lav dafka, that you have to read one in light of the other, which I'm not sure. If you want to put them together, there has to be some subtle middle ground here. Eina Eretz Yisrael le'inyan kedushas trumos u'maestros. And I say, this Gemara, Kulin, I think is very pivotal. Now, this is a big issue in general. The Rav used to talk about it a lot. I don't know whether he linked it with Gemara and Kulin and Zayin and Aleph. The Rishonim already talk about it a lot. Number one, the Ramban and Gittin, in Hashmatos, the Ritva and Gittin, the Beis and Aleph, they all talk about what is the status of, you know, certain cities, Le'inyan, B'fanei nechta, I'm in a get. Akko, Tosis already, big long Tosis on Gittin, Beis HaMin Aleph. A few other cities. It seems like even after the Kedusha Rishona was Batel, that Le'inyan, certain dinim, the Iser Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael, Chibuv Haaretz of the Shikas Karka Shel Eretz Yisrael, and then the question arises in terms of B'fanei nechta, it seems like some of those cities were still treated like Eretz Yisrael. So the Bali Tosis even say that, you know, Akko was half, there were two Akkos, and half of it was, you know, half of it was the Kibush Yoshua, the other half was the Chazakah, also the Chazakah of Ezra. That's how Tosis navigates some of the evidence. But the Ramban, in his Nehashmatos to the Chidushim in Gittin Beis Amin Aleph of the Ritva. The answer is Chibas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Chumas Maestros are two different dinim. This was the very strong view of the Kaftu Aferach. I told you if you had a chance to look at it in Perek Yud, the whole Perek Yud of Kaftu Aferach, that's Rav Ashtoria Parchi, who wrote the Sefer on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the whole Perek Yud is dedicated to this distinction. That the Kaftu Aferach believed, you know, that the land which was promised to Avram Avinu all had a Shem Eretz Yisrael, and that Kedushas Trumas Maestros Lechud, Mitzvah Tluyus Ba'aretz Lechud, and Shem Eretz Yisrael Lechud, and they are completely different dinim. And that's what the Radvaz picks up on as well in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin. What's in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Rafi? Did you get a chance to look at it? I think the Mamba sure was on the Mamba Gomos. David? Michael? I thought everybody was on Dav Ches. What? Eretz Yisrael and Smicha. What did the Rambam say about it?
He basically uses the original borders.
Yeah, the Rambam says that the definition of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says in, excuse me, in Sanhedrin, that you can only bestow Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael can Smicha be given. Even though, as the Mishnah says in Makos, Sanhedrin, Noheges, Ba'aretz, Ubechutz La'aretz, meaning the impact of Dayanim and Bezdin, as long as there's a, you know, Bezdin sitting in Lishos Hagazis, the network of Batei Dinim can be anywhere, any part of the world. So if Sanhedrin is Noheges Ba'aretz, it's just very fascinating that smicha can only be issued in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara is a discussion. Does it matter? Do you need both the Samuch and the Nismach? Both the Samuch and the Samuch, or Nismach, or one, or which one? That's a discussion of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Either way, you need Eretz Yisrael for smicha. Question is, what are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? You need smicha b'zmaneinu. So the Rambam says in Perek Dalid that the boundaries are the boundaries of Yehoshua. So that's what all the Mefarshim ask against the Rambam. How could that be? The Rambam, Benuchas Trumos, and Benuchas Beis HaBechira, he's the one who paskins that Kedusha Shnia was Kidsha Le'asad Lavo, but Kedusha Rishona was Betela. So the boundaries of Yoshi himself says, Nimsa, right, everything is, split into two. You know, there's the Kibush Yoshua, the Ole Mitzrayim, and then there are the Ole Babel. And they're the twain, they overlap, but the point is that where you have one and not the other, where you have Yoshua, not Ezra, there's no din of Kedusha. So how can the Rambam say, Lidin Smicha, that everything is included? That's the question that bothered the Mefarshim. So the Minchas Chinuch, in particular, was very, very unhappy about all this, and said, Bizmaneinu, it really should depend on, according to the Rambam, on the boundaries of Mitzrayim and not Yoshua. But the Radvaz quotes the Kafta Aferach, right there in Perek Dalid Hilchos Sanhedrin.
It's Babel.
I'm sorry?
I think you mentioned, you said Mitzrayim versus Yoshua,
as opposed to Babel. I'm sorry, okay. I meant Yoshua versus Ezra, or Mitzrayim versus Babel. Okay. Okay, thank you. Perek Dalid Halacha Ein Somchin Zkeinu B'chutz La'aretz, the Rambam B'Shleil La'Somchin Nismachu B'aretz. Then he can say at the end, he says the whole Halacha, V'chol Eretz Yisrael Shasiku B'Ola Mitzrayim Re'uya L'Smicha. That's the Rambam. So the Radvaz says, first I'll give you the Kesa Mishnah. Nira Shehotzi Kein Imai Darmina Brei Sanhedrin B'Kosar Rabbeinu Sh'Roshuz B'nei Eretz Yisrael Mo'eles La'yoros Ha'om Nesal Ha'gvulin Koshke D'Bahani Sheikh Ziku Ole Mitzrayim. So the other Mefarshim, though, that's very strange. That doesn't have anything to do with real smicha. That's just the din of Eretz Yisrael of Sanhedrin Noheges Ba'aretz U'Mechutz La'aretz, presumably. So the Radvaz is the one who applies this. And he says as follows. Afa bishalok zigabar le bavel, afa gav de eno ke eretz Yisrael, notice the language, eno ke eretz Yisrael le inyan trumas of Yisrael, ulek tzaz dvarim, le inyan minui smuchim, hakol hu eretz Yisrael. V'chein linyan adar b'eretz Yisrael, this is his suggestion, it's not clear in the Rambam, quotes Frankel puts Hilchos Melachim here, but if you look at Hilchos Melachim, it's not clear what the boundaries are. Ulinah nikbar ba, ulashar kedushas eretz Yisrael, dinam shave, ukvar hirik bazeh, bal sefer kafta beferach perak. The Rav used to quote three rayas for this idea, that there's something called shem eretz Yisrael that is different than kedushas eretz Yisrael. One is this Rambam de Chosmicha. The other is, the Rambam in Perak Yud, Rambam talks about Egla Rufa. The Medrash Halacha says that Egla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the second. Perak Yud Halacha Aleph and Beis. Ein din Egla Rufa no Egla Eretz Yisrael. V'chein be'Eivar Yarden. What is Eivar Yarden? So if you look at something in Farshim, was Eivar Yarden resettled by Ezra? So the Ravid already makes this point in Paradal and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, that Eivar Yarden is not part of Ole Bavel. And yet the Rambam says that Egla Rufa applies to Eivar Yarden. So this is the Rav's second Raya, that there's a Shem Eretz Yisrael that is separate from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. His third raya was from the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Tosas in Sanhedrin, or the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara in Brachos, have this rule that even though it says, they quote two different psukim, but either Kibitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, or the Shichnal Sidrushu Vasa Shama, both of which seem to say, question why you need the two psukim, but that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana should take place in Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, we find that occasionally Ibra HaShana took place outside of Eretz Yisrael. How could it be? So the Gemara says, Brachos, in the end, Shloinichu Kemosam Shaini, Rabbi Kiva, or whatever, Shloinichu Kemosam Eretz Yisrael. If the Gedole Hadar were living in Eretz, in Chutz La'aretz, they were the proper address for Ibra HaShana. What kind of substitution is that? Well, at minimum, it also shows that the idea of Eretz Yisrael, some of these halachos, when it comes to mitzvah tlius ba'aretz, karkas Eretz Yisrael, we understand. Like the Mishnah says in Kiddush, in Aflam and Vav, right? Mitzvah tlius ba'aretz are limited to Eretz Yisrael. Only Eretz Yisrael's soil has the ability to invest peiros with Kiddusha. But Tzmicha, right? Egla Rufa, Kiddush HaChodesh, these are dinim that apply. Well, Tzmicha's impact applies everywhere. Kiddush HaChodesh's and Ibra HaShana's impact applies everywhere. Egla Rufa, one would think, should apply everywhere. Why are they limited to Eretz Yisrael at all? So, Shalinichu Kamosu Eretz Yisrael, this seems obvious to me, establishes that the role of Eretz Yisrael in these non-soil oriented halachos has to do with the, you know, source of authority for all of Klal Yisrael, question of representation. The point is that Eretz Yisrael, in addition to its karka, is the source of collective Klal Yisrael. And as such, there are two ways for Klal Yisrael's interests to be expressed. One is by medium of authority that emerges from Eretz Yisrael. The other is when Shelo Enichu Kamosa be'Eretz Yisrael, in some cases. Meaning, if the Gedole Torah predominantly lives somewhere else, they speak for the interests of Klal Yisrael. Where does that come from? Undoubtedly from the first real or official leader of all of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was masmich Yehoshua and not in Eretz Yisrael. That's how I understand, without going into all the rayas, That's why I think also the Rabbi mentions, when he talks about smicha, he talks about smicha going back to Yoshua and from Yoshua back to Moshe Rabbeinu. He points out that Moshe Rabbeinu's smicha to Yoshua was biyadayim. Yoshua was the first, smicha without yadayim. We don't do smicha biyadayim anymore. Then he says, ish mi pi ish, smicha goes back ad beizino she Yoshua, ad beizino she Moshe Rabbeinu. So it always bothered me, meaning, on the one hand, he's telling us that the real blueprint is Yoshua. So, why does he mention Moshe Rabbeinu again? But the point is, even if there are technical differences, everything starts from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu basically was the exception to all the rules of Smicha. But that's because everything after Moshe Rabbeinu was a way of capturing that singular quality that Moshe Rabbeinu had to embody and represent single-handedly the totality of Klal Yisrael's interests. And that's how I understand that. Again, these are many different topics. I don't want to spend so much time on it, but you get the general idea. Okay, having said that, so Lo Yinichu Kamosav Eretz Yisrael works in that way. Why am I telling you about Lo Yinichu Kamosav Eretz Yisrael? For the following reason. So on the one hand, it's Kibbutz Tzion Totzei Torah, Shichnu Sidrushu Vasa Shama, you have this Lechatchila. On the other hand, we have this exception to the rule, Lo Yinichu Kamosav Eretz Yisrael. I'm trying to explain why it's so. I think it's a very important yisod. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Arvus began when Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael. Many, many things. Korban Pesach, maybe uniquely connected to Eretz Yisrael, fine. Tosis in Sanhedrin quotes the Yerushalmi that we see this already in the time of Yechezkel. But Yechezkel was Ma'abar Sashana. And that proves that even though he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, right, he was already in Kalus. So that proved that Shaloi Nichabu Kamos of Eretz Yisrael has this capacity. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet asks a famous question. It says, how can the Yerushalmi that Tosis quote bring this raya from Yechezkel? Excuse me. After all, when did Yechezkel live? After the first Korban, before the time of Ezra. So the way the Minchas Chinuch puts it, in the time of Yechezkel, there was no Eretz Yisrael. Not geographically, historically. So just because Yechezkel can be Ma'abar Sashana when there's no Eretz Yisrael, that proves that Shelo Hinichu Kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael can be Ma'abar Sashana when there is an Eretz Yisrael. In other words, just because of the limbo period between Bayis, Churban Bayis Rishon and Ole Bavel, Ezra, right? The rule of Lo Yinichu Kamoso applies. Does that mean that it would apply post-Ezra? That's Minchas Chinuch's question. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the answer is, even though there was no Eretz Yisrael, there was Yerushalayim. Because the Rambam paskins that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kedushas Ashkina Shena B'Teila, and that was always intact. So Kibitzion Teitzei Torah with Var Hashem Yerushalayim. And the Shichno Sidrushu Vasa Shama, who says these are Eretz Yisrael halachas, they're Yerushalayim halachas. That's the Minchas Chinuch's conclusion. This is the same Minchas Chinuch who, in the context of the mitzvah of Minri Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, Chutzar, and Smicha, etc., just can't get over the fact that the Rambam expanded the boundaries of Smicha to Ole Mitzrayim. It says, post Churban Bayis Rishon, those boundaries are meaningless. They're Chutz La'aretz. So the Rav thought that the answer to both of those questions is this distinction, right? Which, again, already appears in other forms in Kafto Eferach and the Ramban, between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Shem Eretz Yisrael. The reason that Yechezkel is a good example of Shoinichu Kamosim Eretz Yisrael because the din of Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibra Hashana is not a din in Kiddushas Haaretz. It's a din in Shem Eretz Yisrael. So even at the time of Yechezkel there was a Shem Eretz Yisrael. After Kibbutz Yehoshua, from then on, there was always a Shem Eretz Yisrael. There just wasn't Kedusha. And the same thing is true with regard to Smicha, and the same thing is true with regard to Egla Rufa. Those are the Rav's three Rayas. In the recently published, not so recently, but the last 5 years, I guess, Igros HaGrid, this idea appears there as well. The Rav used to say this a lot. But I think that, number one, it can be expanded significantly. The truth is that we find this discussion between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rambam in a few other places, most notably Parhel and Davar Shal Tzibur. Right, the Gemara says in Horios Tav Gimel that if Rov Klal Yisrael were Toeh as a result of a ruling of the Bezna Gadol, instead of individual Karbanos, you bring a single Parhel and Davar Shal Tzibur. We know that halacha. Then the Gemara says, and how do you define Rov Eretz Yisrael? Gemara says, Kahal Yisrael Shev Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal, Kahal Yisrael Shev Chutz Laaretz Lo Ikri Kahal. That's the Gemara of Gimel and Aleph. And then the Gemara goes on to say, and what are the boundaries? And they quote the Psukim that establish the boundaries of Eretz of Ole Mitzrayim, of Kibush Yehoshua. So the Rambam quotes this in Shkogos and in Pirush Mishnayos. And again, the Minchas Chinuch, this is Mitzvah Kuf Aleph, or Kuf Chaf, I'm sorry, expresses his outrage. He says, you know, we're living in a post Korban Rishon era. We're in the Ezra period. The boundaries for Kahal Yisrael Shev Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal, Kahal Yisrael Shev Chutz Laaretz Lo Ikri Kahal, for Rov Kahal Yisrael should now be the boundaries of Ezra. After all, those old boundaries are no longer part of Eretz Yisrael. But again, the Rambam is a Shitaso. And if you look at the Tashbetz, Tashbetz has a very famous tshuva where he talks about Kibura and Nebuwa, all sorts of other things. I don't want to go into the whole list right now. Again, which he discusses the status of Eber Yarden, and you know, the Machlokas or Behudah, the Chachavim, when it comes to Bikurim, you know, there's Eretz Yisrael and there's Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. When do we require Eretz Chalav Zavas Chalav Udvash, like in Bikurim? And when not? And what about Kavura? And what about Nebuwa? And some of these other broader issues. Point is, just this short part of the story, is that there are two perspectives out there. Those perspectives that say that Churban Bayis Rishon and the neutralization of Kibush Yehoshua and Kedusha Rishona means that the geography, which wasn't resettled in the time of Ezra, does not have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And those who think that Kedusha and Shem are two completely different things. All I'm adding here is the following. Number one, that could be exactly dependent on how you read the Shaka Vatari of our Gemara, because the Gemara said about Beit Shan, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a Minchas Chinuch type perspective. That's a Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira perspective. Question is, what is the Maskana? The Maskana is like this distinction, Rav Ashtori HaParchi, the Ramban, the Rav, or not. And in the Rambam itself, I'm just adding, there is conflicting evidence. There's Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and there is Hilchos Trumos Umaistros. And maybe what you really have to say is something in between both, namely, Shem Eretz Yisrael Linyan Trumos Umaistros, as opposed to Shem Eretz Yisrael Linyan Smicha, Egla Rufa, Kiddush HaChodesh, Parhel Davar Shel Tzibur, Karban Pesach, etc. But still as opposed to simply being a lack of Kedusha. Linyan, these Dvarim, there really is a shame Eretz Yisrael that continues. Maybe they're nafkamina. We'll see maybe going forward if we can identify some. Okay. Having said that, that brings us to the next point. I guess we'll have to stop here. Okay, so just to sum up for today, what we saw is the Shaka Vatari, the Gemara here. I think it's very important, the language of the Havamina and the ambiguity in the Maskana, the Rambam's, this larger discussion, whether or not the borders of Yehoshua still have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Plus, we saw the Machlokas Rashi and Rambam, also how to read, Kadesh Yismachu Aleim Aniyim B'Shvius, very important. The implications of Rashi about Aniyim are important. and also his reading of the Gemara. And the Rambam has just a totally different understanding of Kedei Sheyismchu Aleihem Aniyim B'Shviyas, and that would also resolve the Ramban's question against the Rambam, as the, again, I didn't make that up, the Mefarshim point that out, I think, very, very clearly. What we still have to do on this part of the sugya is two things. Number one, we have to go through the Tosis. We saw a little bit, what are the boundaries in terms of Drabanan, Key of Trumas Maisa Drabanan, the different views of Tosis, Rambam, etc. And by extension, what about the different items? Yerek, Peros, Dogum Tirish V'Yitzar. Let's try to finish with that on Sunday. And also, the question of the Psak Halacha and what impact that plays on other things. Namely, do we really paskin like this Gemara that Kedusha Shnia is Kinshali Asid Lavo, not Kedusha Rishon, which is the Psak of the Rambam? What about the rest of it? How does that fit in? The Nagu, the question of B.S. Kolchem, the other Makoros, essentially, that I gave you. We'll try to move rapidly as we can.